A time of Lectio Divina for the discerning heart.
Wednesday of the 33rd week in Ordinary Time.
As you begin, take a deep breath and exhale slowly. For the next few moments, surrender all the cares and concerns of this day to the Lord. Say slowly from your heart, Jesus, I trust in you. You take over. Become aware that He is with you, looking upon you with love, wanting to be heard deep within your heart. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke, chapter 19, verses 11 through 28.
While the people were listening, Jesus went on to tell a parable. Because he was near Jerusalem, and they imagined that the kingdom of God was going to show itself then and there. Accordingly, he said, a man of noble birth went to a distant country to be appointed king, and afterwards return. He summoned 10 of his servants and gave them 10 pounds. Do business with these, he told them, until I get back. But his compatriots detested him, and sent a delegation to follow him with this message. We do not want this man to be our king. Now on his return, having received his appointment as king, he sent for those servants to whom he had given the money to find out what profit each had made. The first came in and said, Sir, your 1 pound has brought in 10. Well done, my good servant, he replied. Since you have proved yourself faithful in a very small thing, you shall have the government of 10 cities. Then came the second and said, Sir, your 1 pound has made 5. To this one also he said, and you shall be in charge of 5 cities. Next came the other and said, Sir, here is your pound. I put it away safely in a piece of linen because I was afraid of you, for you are an exacting man. You pick up what you have not put down and reap what you have not sown. You wicked servant, he said, out of your own mouth I condemn you. So you knew I was an exacting man, picking up what I have not put down and reaping what I have not sown? Then why did you not put my money in the bank? On my return, I could have drawn it out with interest. And he said to those standing by, Take the pound from him and give it to the man who has 10 pounds. And they said to him, But sir, he has 10 pounds. I tell you, to everyone who has will be given more. But from the man who has not, even what he has will be taken away. But as for my enemies who did not want me for their king, bring them here and execute them in my presence. When he had said this, he went on ahead, going up to Jerusalem.
What word made this passage come alive for you? What did you sense the Lord saying to you? Once more, give the Lord an opportunity to speak to you. While the people were listening, Jesus went on to tell a parable because he was near Jerusalem and they imagined that the kingdom of God was going to show itself then and there. Accordingly, he said, "A man of noble birth went to a distant country to be appointed king and afterwards return. He summoned 10 of his servants and gave them 10 pounds. Do business with these, he told them, until I get back." But his compatriots detested him and sent a delegation to follow him with this message: "We do not want this man to be our king." Now on his return, having received his appointment as king, he sent for those servants to whom he had given the money to find out what profit each had made. The first came in and said, "Sir, your 1 pound has brought in 10. "Well done, my good servant," he replied. "Since you have proved yourself faithful in a very small thing, you shall have the government of 10 cities." Then came the second and said, "Sir, your 1 pound has made 5. To this one also he said, "And you shall be in charge of 5 cities." Next came the other, and he said, "Sir, here is your pound. I put it away safely in a piece of linen because I was afraid of you, for you are an exacting man. You pick up what you have not put down and reap what you have not sown." "You wicked servant," he said, "out of your own mouth I condemn you. So you knew I was an exacting man, picking up what I have not put down and reaping what I have not sown. Then why did you not put my money in the bank? On my return, I could have drawn it out with interest." And he said to those standing by, "Take the pound from him and give it to the man who has 10 pounds. And they said to him, "But sir, he has 10 pounds. "I tell you, to everyone who has will be given more, but from the man who has not, even what he has will be taken away. But as for my enemies who do not want me for their king, bring them here and execute them in my presence." When he had said this, he went on ahead, going up to Jerusalem.
What did your heart feel as you listened? What did you sense the Lord saying to you? Once more, through him, with him, and in him, listen to the word. While the people were listening, Jesus went on to tell a parable, because he was near Jerusalem, and they imagined that the kingdom of God was going to show itself then and there. Accordingly, he said, "A man of noble birth went to a distant country to be appointed king, and afterwards return. He summoned 10 of his servants and gave them 10 pounds. Do business with these, he told them, until I get back. But his compatriots detested him and sent a delegation to follow him with this message: We do not want this man to be our king. Now on his return, having received his appointment as king, he sent for those servants to whom he had given the money to find out what profit each had made. The first came in and said, 'Sir, your 1 pound has brought in 10. "Well done, my good servant," he replied. "Since you have proved yourself faithful in a very small thing, you shall have the government of 10 cities. Then came the second and said, "Sir, your 1 pound has made 5. To this one also, he said, "And you shall be in charge of 5 cities. Next came the other and said, "Sir, here is your pound. I put it away safely in a piece of linen because I was afraid of you, for you are an exacting man. You pick up what you have not put down and reap what you have not sown." "You wicked servant," he said, "out of your own mouth I condemn you. So you knew I was an exacting man, picking up what I have not put down and reaping what I have not sown? Then why did you not put my money in the bank? On my return, I could have drawn it out with interest." And he said to those standing by, "Take the pound from him and give it to the man who has 10 pounds." And they said to him, "But sir, he has 10 pounds. I tell you, to everyone who has will be given more, but from the man who has not, even what he has will be taken away. But as for my enemies who did not want me for their king, bring them here and execute them in my presence." When he had said this, he went on ahead, going up to Jerusalem.
What touched your heart in this time of prayer? What did your heart feel as you prayed? What do you hope to carry with you from this time with the Lord? Let us now close with the prayer to the Father that Jesus gave us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.